Hello there. I just wanted to do a little bit and bob from something that I posted this morning on Facebook, and I think it's important for us to consider it as a body. The Holy Spirit leads us into all truth. All truth. Not half truths, not most of the way truths, but all truths. John chapter 16, verse 13, in the King James Version. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. The point being, brethren, is that the Holy Spirit will not lead God's elect into Arminianism or Roman Catholicism, in which Arminianism acts as the road to Rome, its doctrine being the golden idol of a free will, and just leave them there to stagnate and fester in that which can be described as nothing else but leaven. And for those of us, those of you who are familiar with the term leaven as applied to Scripture, leaven is sin. Sin. Just like the camel that gets his nose under the tent. Well, those in those regions where camels are understand if the camel gets its nose under the tent, soon thereafter the entire body is in it. And there you go, you got the camel inside the tent. Nor will he stop at Calvinism. For even the Calvinists still hold to some Roman Catholic tenets, traditions established by the Roman Church, such as Sunday Lord's Day practices, seminary education for pastoral candidates, publicly participating in Roman traditions, such as the Christ Mass, or what is commonly called Christmas, etc. Now, my point in all of this, beloved, is that Reformation must continue. It must keep going. We can't just stop and go, okay, well, this is what we need to believe and we'll build on that. No, we have to keep reforming the visible church until every last speck, mote, grain of mustard seed, however small you want to go, every last bit of it, that being Rome and her unholy theology, her tenets, her traditions, etc., are purged. From the Protestant visible church and thrown down to be cast back to hell from which it came.